catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Wednesday morning. I'm Aaliyah Leiden, and this is The Point from WUFT News. When the COVID-19 pandemic arrived, schools went through a variety of adjustments from online to high-flex learning. But what was the overall effect of this pandemic school year for students? I spoke with WUFT's Gretel Aguila about Alachua County Public Schools' outcome as the school year wraps up.
I was thinking of looking into how students fell behind because of the pandemic, since it's been a really recent issue spoken about in the education world about students falling behind and what to do with them. So I decided to just look into it at a local level. I have family members who are teachers too, so I've been hearing just about the challenges teachers and counselors, school officials have faced in the last year with the pandemic and remote learning and the return to in-person learning. So I decided to kind of look into it here, talk to as many teachers as possible, find teachers from different backgrounds and specializations of teaching. So in the story, there's, for example, a kindergarten English for speakers of other languages teacher who contributes a perspective, another teacher who may be a math teacher for high school students does not. So in a way, I just tried to see from different disciplines how all these teachers felt teaching during the pandemic and the kind of like issues and struggles that they feel kind of arose.
And can you tell me a little bit more about those perspectives that you heard from teachers?
Right. So the story is divided into different subheads that kind of encapsulate what certain teachers said. So teachers of students who are younger definitely spoke about the challenges of remote learning on students' attention spans. One teacher even told me like teaching kindergarten is kind of like performing, which kind of shows like how much work teachers had to put into to engage with their students while they were remote. And also now with the return of in-person learning and like mandatory face masks in school, teachers have had to be creative and innovative in the ways that they teach their students. Another like subhead that kind of encapsulated what teachers of older students said were that older students were struggling in core subjects. And some of that is not new. There have been students who have struggled in math. That's a very like weak content area for a lot of students. And yet a lot of teachers still notice deficiencies there, and sometimes they've gotten worse. The high school geometry teacher I spoke to spoke about how she noticed the divide between her in-person and her online students. And she did mention like some students who are online made the most out of their time online, but there were many who just kind of disappeared, did not do assignments, would not respond to her or anything like that. So it kind of just detailed the kind of struggles teachers have faced as students are now falling behind a year into the pandemic.
What exactly defines falling behind in school for this specific context in Alachua County?
It has to do with assessments and student performance on assessments. Currently, the district is monitoring that based on like district assessments, because state assessments are not going to be available until late June or early July. So right now, what they have is a ballpark figure. They don't have concrete data like they will have when the state assessments are available. But for now, the figure the school district believes is correct is around 35 to 40% of students are not making or meeting grade level expectations. And when I asked like how that number compared to previous years, there were a few issues with that, because last year there was not data available for student performance due to the pandemic and the lack of district and state testing, because everything was still very new. So the only data that could be compared was from the year prior, which obviously will show a very big jump because students have already been out of school for more or less a year, or not totally out of school, but in a different learning sphere than they were before the pandemic. So it's just preliminary data at this point through like the progress monitoring system the district uses. I did speak to a curriculum specialist who gave me some examples of how students performed in the last cohorts through third grade students. So he told me that 57% of third grade students met their language arts assessment target in the third quarter, and that figure compared to 63% in 2018-2019. So that kind of shows there is a drop. It's not super significant, but there still has been a drop in student performance overall, and that's more noticeable in certain like fragments of just students, or like demographic of students, grade levels and things of that sort.
That was WUFT's Gretel Aguila on Alajua County's year of learning during the pandemic and how some students are falling behind. Now, let's get into some other top headlines. Former Florida Chief Justice and prominent cattle rancher James Alderman died at age 84. The Associated Press reports he died June 10th in Vero Beach, but the cause was not listed. Alderman was a sixth-generation Floridian who was appointed to the state Supreme Court in 1978. He then served as Chief Justice from 1982 to 1984. He left the court in 1985. As areas of the nation move toward increased police accountability, WLRN reports Florida is moving in the opposite direction. This is because of a ballot amendment that was approved by voters in 2018. The amendment is known as Marcy's Law, and it creates a right to prevent disclosure of information for anyone considered a victim of crime. An investigation by ProPublica and USA Today showed officers are routinely using perceived threats, like someone walking aggressively or reaching into a pocket, as a way to claim victimhood. The names of officers in those incidents are redacted in reports. It has also been used to restrict information about where crimes happen. Overall, this affects the public's ability to track citizen complaints and use of force incidents from particular officers. And in the long run, problematic officers could move to new jurisdictions with little to no oversight. A new Florida election law is getting hit with another challenge. According to the News Service of Florida, a lawsuit filed Monday states that part of the law placing requirements on voter registration organizations is unconstitutional. The new law requires organizations to inform voter registration applications that the organizations might not meet legal deadlines for delivering forms to election officials. Also, that the organizations are required to tell applicants how to register online. The lawsuit is arguing that this is a misleading warning. This is the fourth challenge to the law that was signed by the governor in May. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org for more information. I'm Aaliyah Leiden, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a great day.